But today we really want to talk about trends that as Gen Zs we feel like should go or should stay.
Period. The one I feel like should go immediately, and if you're doing it right now, is like you Stop deserve listening. To be in jail.
Okay.
Is wearing skinny jeans. Jail for that.
People who ongea na nguvu kwa simu.
Oh.
Niko ati.
Sasa wewe unadanganyana.
Welcome to another episode of Speaking Out Gen Z. My name is Michelle Namasaka.
And I am Jackie Masharia.
And it's such a beautiful day. Yeah. We're recording this. It's kind of cold and then kind of warm.
Somewhere in the middle.
But we love it.
Fluctuating.
Right?
Yeah.
Welcome, Sana Sana. And we have a buff. I was about to say beautiful, but we have a buff guest in studio. His name is Dennis. Welcome, Dennis. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, you're welcome.
Oh,
are you feeling
by like two bars down,
you know? Are you feeling today
cold, but
yeah
it's sour too. It's sour.
Progress kweli kwani tutadu nini?
Yeah.
We have to live with that. So today we really want to talk about trends that as Gen Zs we feel like should go or should stay.
Period.
Right?
Let's go.
Right.
Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Jackie, could you start us off? What do you think we should let go of, like, right now, like yesterday?
The one I feel like should go immediately, and if you're doing it right now, is like you Stop deserve listening. To be in jail.
Okay.
Is wearing skinny jeans. Jail for that. You deserve
jail
to
time.
Be, deserve to be locked up.
Kwanza, oh my.
No, guys who wear skinny jeans, jail. I mean, babes can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you're a guy and you're wearing.
You look like a rock jail. Star. You look like you're in camp rock.
You look like you just woke up in 2002.
Bruh.
Like, no thanks.
Now you see, for that, especially with guys with skinny legs,
Oh my God. But even, can you imagine skinny jeans with guys with thick legs, like a rugby player with
looks like
in skinny jeans?
Your legs look like drumsticks.
Bruh. I could literally... Okay, just like jokes.
Yeah.
I can pluck them and just hit the drums in them.
Skinny jeans are such a weird way of like outlining your body.
I don't know, I can see. Do you guys know this meme? What are you doing with all this ass on a Sunday afternoon? Like, what are you doing with all that bum outside?
Yeah.
Umebeba, kwani una hammer, boss?
On a daily, like, no thanks. No thanks.
Okay.
Actually, for the guys, it's, like, inappropriate.
Because,
like, why?
No.
Like, we don't even know where to look.
Exactly.
I know.
You're confused.
It puts you in such a weird position and you're like...
What
okay. Sour, like
Gwembe. I don't know.
You know. Oh, you reminded me the last time. But
you
like
know? Skinny jeans is a no for you.
Yeah, it's a no. What do you guys think though? Like,
if okay, me for me, I think like they had their time, you know?
Yeah.
There was a time where like skinny jeans was
the thing.
But for now, man, we're in 2024, man.
Yeah.
You're still putting, no. Especially, and then the skinny ones, which are like a bit rugged. Like.
Mm-hmm. So you're showing us skin, and you're showing us your curves. Like, bruh.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
Those ones, they need to go.
Yeah. I also think they need to go.
I agree. I think like, everyone who's listening, if you don't agree, you are the problem.
Exactly. Or maybe you're not a Gen Z. But what I could say is they kind of look good. Guys kind of look good with the leggings, but for gym and stuff. Know, not when you're walking out. You're having like a we're going out and you're in skinny jeans.
On a date?
On a date? Like, goodbye. Canceling. Dennis, yeah. What should we cancel like right now?
we need to cancel other.
Yeah.
Other things.
We need to cancel. What do we need to cancel? Apart from skinny jeans, I think, as you've said, for the leggings with guys, if you are not only going to the gym, but also like for sports, like for football sometimes, that one I feel like it's a trend that I've seen like going around a lot. And I think it should be encouraged more.
Right?
Yeah.
Period. Mm. Okay. Could we jump like to a trend maybe we could keep? And I'm just trying to think about the lip liner that ladies are now doing. Mm. And remember, it was a trend in the 1960s. Okay, maybe not 1960s, but
2001s.
You guys remember? Slayed. And then it's back now. And ladies are slaying the lip liner.
So basically, your combo, like the black lip liner.
Or brown. Yeah.
And the really shiny gloss. Oh, let's go.
But is it the sticky gloss that like put your mouth shut? Or like
what to like
so I was saying.
Yeah.
But that looks nice.
It really does. And I'm surprised. You said it used to be there in the
night. Yeah.
They still do it with the shiny gloss.
Yeah.
They would.
Hey, it will.
Exactly. I remember my mom doing it. I even have photos of her. Hey, I'm like, damn, girl.
Yeah.
Ulikuwa umeiva.
She was the baddie.
She was a baddie back then. You know?
Yeah.
That should stay.
That one for sure should stay.
Right?
I support that.
Dennis is like, keep that one.
To go, Timberlands.
No, ain't no way. What are you like? Are you freaking like? I don't know. 50 Cent.
Are you
like,
50 Cent?
2005
music video.
No.
Mbona una umedunga Timberlands? Unataka kutukanyaga ama nini?
Please, like.
First of all, just how big the shoes are.
Outrageous,
bruh! You must even lose weight trying to walk in them.
But are they actually that heavy?
I don't know, they look heavy.
I think there's someone who probably had Timberlands in our house, because I can remember like those shoes were gigantic,
bruh. So you can imagine.
And the combo combo your Timberlands and then you like
jeans,
hey.
okay.
Timberlands and like sagged jeans. That used to be the combo. Yeah. Oh my god.
That was it back in the day.
Imagine now our moms and our moms could fall for such guys.
Yay. Imagine.
Bruh.
That was the in thing. That was it. Like if you weren't wearing that, you weren't cool. You're not like us. Like leave.
You're not like there's a door.
That's
or the
door.
Window if you feel like jumping.
That was leave. The swag. That was the trip, man. Big shoes.
But they need to go.
Period.
There's no reason why you're wearing Timberlands at this age. No. Like
Timberlands. Timber.
What even justifies you?
I mean, what will you even wear them with?
Right now.
Yeah.
And not look outrageous. Because the saggy jeans era is gone.
It's gone. Yeah. It's long gone.
Yeah.
So maybe like, they could pair you to the skinny jeans and then have like a t-shirt and unbutton it until upper qua chest. Are you getting?
Absolutely.
And then wana ni kama wamemaliza watu. Hey, watu wananiangalia. Kama watu wanakuangalia tu unaka venye unajisikia. When you wake from a coma.
Yeah.
From 2001.
Man, I know.
Girl.
No.
Jack, is there anything you like that you want?
That need to stay shoes life? Crocs.
By
the way, I saw Crocs slander, if that's a thing.
Me too.
And I'm annoyed. Because there's no reason why we should ditch Crocs.
No. Yeah. Why?
They're here to stay. And they should stay for a long time. And they're just like in all shapes and colors. You can like put all these decorations on them. Like, they can look really cute.
Right?
You should keep Crocs. Like, it's one very versatile kind of shoe.
I think so, too. It's like, I don't know. Is this a must-have?
Yeah.
I think it's the comfort that comes with Crocs.
Exactly. That's true.
So comfortable. Like, you feel like you even forget you're wearing Crocs in the house.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're so cool. Like, me, you're not a Crocs smart. So zile tu zime chapa chapa.
Because imagine how, imagine to compare Crocs na Timberland. Because like Timberland, like you can only wear them when you're like going to a music video. I'm not seeing you going anywhere else with freaking Timberlands, you know.
Ata utachoka kutembea.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Another thing I think we should cancel, like completely, is loud music. And watch you watching a movie, you listening to loud music, reels, TikTok loudly, kwa mat.
Jail.
Kila mtu amenyamaza. Unasikia tu mahoni manini and then unaanza kusikia mtu anacheza ngoma.
Imagine. There are people who have like the audacity to even like listen to radio.
Yeah. Bruh.
I'm like,
are you serious? Like,
are you for real? Like, no.
How?
Me, imagine this one day I'll just throw someone out through the window.
Will you throw them I'll or choose, you throw the phone?
I'll choose violence. Nikitupa simu atanipiga. Kwa atanishupe yeye na simu yake nje. I'll choose violence one day. Because why are you scrolling? I know it's your phone and no, it's no, your no. bundles. Yeah. But still, like, I don't need to listen to your annoying loud music, your Facebook videos.
Oh my god.
Like, just atakama autake kunua earphones, nunua tu specifically za kuingia kwa mat. Unaweza nunua even the most shoddy ones za
100.
You know, lakini, me, I wonder, the thing with that is, like, when you're watching something on your phone and something
inappropriate,
comes on your timeline.
Yeah.
And, like, huogopi, like,
people have no fear in this
thing. Let me tell you.
No, because it's happened before. Like, yeah. I've seen people like watch content that's like, oh, I'm like, okay, that's rated speaker. 18. Because why watching that?
My tattoo.
Like, Nachi. You know how when you see something inappropriate, you probably scroll faster.
I go like, this word I like.
No, but like, it's crazy because then there's also like weirdos and creeps who now.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what Jackie is talking about, she's talking about doing, oh my god, at animation.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about it.
But we've seen videos of guys actually masturbating, let me just say, in public. Matatus, and just even while touching you in the matatu.
Yeah, there's a babe who actually just like just let out a loud scream. She was like,
as she
this
should.
Guy is just like,
but you know, let me tell you, sometimes it's really hard for you to speak up, and we've talked about this on this podcast very many times.
Yeah.
When you unashindwa tu kuongea, unashindwa ku make noise when someone is groping you or doing such stuff, you know.
Hey,
to me, deeply. Also, other people ni, excuse me. People who ongea na nguvu kwa simu.
Oh.
Niko ati.
Sasa yo nadanganyana. Niko muthaiga. Sasa yo tatujafika muthaiga.
Niko sijui. Ati unasema na kucheka.
No, do you know there's a man.
Your whole travel umesikia. The whole team. Combat.
No, there was a man who pangered a full-on burial.
No.
Oh. In the mat. And the whole time I'm like, yeah, now I know where the burial is. What is going to happen? What is going to be eaten? What is going to... I followed through the whole thing.
No.
I'm like, you could have been a bit more quiet.
Or
like,
just wait. You're not on the road forever.
The match was not even loud. There was no music. He could have used a lower tone.
Bruh.
The guy started... Hey, unaweza itisha tent sijui kwa nani. Unaweza fanya nini? He even like solved a whole dispute. There was a dispute over sijui where the barrel is gonna be. He called the person. The whole time. And you know the problem is, it's in the morning and there's traffic.
Oh
so I sat through a whole, like, it was like a cool 1 hour.
Me, I'm thinking it's in the evening.
In the morning, me when I,
like, why are you loud in the morning?
Ebu, just leave us alone.
I know.
Morning, like, people. No. Leave Abana out of this.
People who are loud in the morning, canceled.
Canceled.
Oh my god.
just keep quiet. Like, why? you just woke up.
But there's sometimes, me, I'm a such a morning person. Like, I wake up at 4 a.m. and start making noise. But people, jail. I look like, at
me. I'm talking. Gonna throw, if we're living together, I'm throwing you out of the house.
I know. People just in the house or even in the office or anywhere just look at me. I'm like, Anna, hey, they're like,
what's wrong with this one?
Oh, damn. Nini mbana wewe?
No,
but now that's me in the evening. Why are you making noise at night?
Pana, make noise at night, pana. Wind up the day on a high note. But like in the morning, we are just processing the day. Like I just woke up. Like we don't even know what today. Ata tujui loni lini Wednesday, amani Tuesday. You know, we're just like, where are we? Like let us first find the footing of the day. We to just process, and you're already loud.
I hope I get married to a morning person because please. Now that could be otherwise a start of a dispute really? That we can never ever solve.
Yeah,
you know. And another thing, Jackie, you had mentioned about pombe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That we should cancel. As we should Gen cancel.
Z's. I saw the video. There was a video I saw of a guy. So there's this thing. I don't take alcohol. So there's the guy who's like hitting the bottom of the...
It's called blessing.
Okay. Yeah. We have the alcohol expert in the room.
An expert. I just see.
What? Say what now?
I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
I just see. It's called blessing. Blessing of alcohol.
Why are you blessing it?
By hitting it, let's start
exactly.
There.
It's like a ritual, you know. You have
a ritual.
Yeah, it's giving cult.
It's giving cult.
Yeah.
It's not giving cult. It's actually something that happens. But the thing is, I think people are like overdoing it a bit. Like mtu unaanza kugongani na elbows.
Yeah, si utajivunja.
No, hiyo ni video yenye niliona ilivunjika. The bottle just and all the alcohol part, and the guys were just like in denial because they're like. We came all the way for this.
I think I've seen it was like a red label or something. Yeah. And then I'm a gonga.
Yeah.
And after the end of it, it just dropped.
Yeah.
But that one, I think it should stay as long as it's done simply.
Let me ask you, Mr. Dennis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are we blessing our alcohol before taking it? No. Why? Do you have like a valid reason, like why we eat to not die?
Yeah,
you know
this would be a good one.
Exactly.
Okay, it's not as valid.
Yeah,
but I can say is, and this is another thing that I also saw with alcohol. Like we pour alcohol before.
That's another thing.
Before
you're pouring libations.
Yeah. I think like why not? Because you know our ancestors did it, so
our ancestors
why is it a problem when young people are doing it.
Our ancestors also did very many things that I'm not gonna mention that we are not doing now.
Yeah,
but it's okay. You have to forgive.
So according to me and Michelle, that one needs to be dropped.
That one needs to be dropped. Another one that I need to just like throw in there.
Yeah,
is this trend for taxes that taxing should everything. Go?
That could you, Michelle? Carrie will be knock
to me. No, that should go. Why you? That's a trend. So we make a trend. You're a trendsetter. Oh,
by the way, I think taxes in our country have become a trend.
Like,
kila time tuna drop moja, like it's hot. A new one comes in. This time around,
like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Every day in the morning.
Wanataka kutu taxia gari.
It feels like these people are. It feels like they just go and sleep and dream of something.
Leo,
tell
and
me.
Like, that
gosh. One is the one.
Do you know what's worse is I saw an interview. Someone was interviewing the CGKRA deputy something.
Oh,
and
that,
the guy could not explain why the current. Motor vehicle tax is going to be introduced.
Why?
He was just blabbing. He was asked. Oh, so why we introduce it? He was like, that's too. I'm like, to what?
Girl,
ongea.
Ongea sai. Ama tukuchapa.
I know.
Tutakuvamia.
Then, you know, then he gave out. At the end, he was just like pushed and pushed. He ended up saying, it's to help us get the ones who don't pay taxes. I'm like.
No, that doesn't make sense.
It does not even make sense. Like a lie. First of all, stop lying. Because if you wanted to find out those who are not paying taxes, it's so easy.
It's so easy for you as a government.
Yeah. Come on, government. au takuwa like tuko na evidence kwa hii kalatas.
Evidence ndio hii hapa.
Tuko na evidence za wenye wako na gari ndio walipangi taxes.
That was so crazy.
I know, makes sense.
I don't know. It's kind of cringe that
we're
talking about our country like this.
And yeah, but at the same time, it's just because they've also made us
like you
reach
know,
the point exactly. where people are able to even speak about our country like this. Because you realize, like, majority of the decisions are not made from an actual, like,
sensible.
Exactly. Yeah,
majority of these taxes or other things that they're implementing like don't really make sense.
Honestly, don't understand the car tax.
Imagine.
What shocks me is, like, when I find a group of young people, of young Gen Z, speaking about tax, this is something that...
Right, we didn't even used to speak about these things. I know.
But
we,
no, like,
what were we even doing? We were just like filing nil returns or something. Know.
Story Misha.
You no one even cared
right now,
for that.
You're waking up, the first thing I think about personally is, number one, you mean in the next 5 years I'm gonna have my 22% of my salary cut?
Yeah.
You mean
gone
to,
like that.
On to that.
Yeah.
But baada kulipa insurance ya gari, unalipa tax ya gari.
Yeah.
Wenda weke fuel. Ukurja pa parking sikuizi. Maybe in the service. Parking siku hizi huku labda itapandishwa ikuwe 500 per day. Juu sasa ni 300. Wewe unado?
Do you know, today even had the... So that today, by today when we're recording this podcast, they had said... So counties, you know, counties collect all the revenue and stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, KRA wants to start taxing the revenue that has been collected. Oh. I'm like, that's sasa see on your tax.
Unagula. Unagula.
You're taxing the tax.
We tax the tax. Like, making makes sense.
Guys, I think we should have like a different conversation. Exactly.
You know what? This one actually fits in because this needs to be drifted. This trend, your taxes needs
it's
to
a
go.
Trend and it needs to go, period.
It needs to go.
We all agree on that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Iko kitu iko maoni? Before we wrap this up, I think we've wrapped it up on such a good note.
Yeah, kind of emotional though.
But... Hey, this tax need to go, bruh.
They need to go.
Period. All right. Thank you so much for listening in. We'll see you on the next episode. And thank you so much for the love.
Yeah. For the first time to my little balance. By the way, it's been a while since we... To make what we can, but we don't bring a guy on the podcast.
Yeah, you guys have been complaining. And here's the guy.
Finally.
Yeah. Finally. Period. All right. Time to say goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.